Some works of musical genius take a little time and work to appreciate, but not the ones on the program this weekend for the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. Max Bruch's Scottish Fantasy, The Lark Ascending by Ralph Vaughan Williams, and The Pines of Rome by Ottorino Respighi are lush crowd pleasers. Illinois Symphony music director Ken Lamb tells Charlie Schlenker they're so easy to listen to it almost obscures the musical craftsmanship that goes into it.
Almost that's the definition of a masterpiece, isn't it? When you listen to it or when you study it, the construction almost falls to the background because the message is so clear and so compelling. Pines of Rome, you know, what a masterpiece of orchestration. I guess one thing about this program is all the pieces are kind of descriptive. You have obviously the Pines of Rome, you know, and with four little vignettes, short movements, and then you have the Lark Ascending, you know, literally describing the flight of a lark. And the Scottish Fantasy is also evokes sort of Scottish folk tunes. One of the reasons it's so approachable, this program, is because we can sort of really see what the composer's writing about. And you can associate more than just music to it. And I guess the same thing can be said of the first piece, which is not terribly well known, The Lady Boulanger, a Spring Morning. And that's also quite descriptive.
If you're a follower of classical music, you might be familiar with Nadia Boulanger, who was a famous composition teacher. Tell us a little bit about Lillian.
Well, she's the little sister of Nadia Boulanger and incredibly gifted and died very young, I think in her 20s. This piece that we are programming was sort of rediscovered maybe 20, 25 years ago. This is her last orchestral composition. I mean, there are a number of different versions of this piece. There was a violin-piano arrangement, a trio arrangement, one for flute and piano, and now this is the full orchestra version. I've been just loving studying the piece. It's really, really beautiful.
It's impressionistic, as you mentioned. How does it fit well with the Bruch or Vaughan Williams or the Respighi?
In some ways, The Lark Ascending, it's also kind of impressionistic because it is an impression of the bird. And Vaughan Williams, the Lark Ascending is written in I guess what we can call it, you know, Vaughan Williams' pastoral style. You listen to it first or you study it, you think, okay, well, how is this piece going to work? It just sort of, you know, he uses these modes and pentatonic scales, and it sort of, if you run your fingers over the black keys of the keyboard, you know, that's kind of what you get. But there's something incredibly nostalgic and almost melancholy about the piece, and I'm just really, really hooked on it right now. And of course, the Respighi, of course, is very Italian. It's very colorful, but so is the Impressionists. You know, it's about colors. It's about trying to make an impression of something, and that's Respighi certainly succeeded. You know, and in the third movement of Pines of Rome, there is actually the addition of an actual recording of birds, which is probably the first time somebody's tried to do that. And of course, we used to The tape of the bird used to literally come in a tape, but now we have these little files that
digital
are in the emails.
Yeah. Respighi has been one of the big influences on John Williams, the composer.
Ha.
I would not have made that connection on my own. Do you see it? Do you hear it?
Well, I think, you know, that, you know, I'm glad you sort of asked that question. If you listen to Pines of Rome, especially in the last movement, you know, the Appian Way, that's really sort of describing an army, you know, returning from battle. You listen to it, you kind of figure out where John Williams might have got some of the ideas from. It's an ending that I think the reason why people put it at the end of a season all the time is that it's almost a guaranteed ovation. You know, it's that sort of music.
Let's talk about the soloist, Rachel Barton Pine. She's had a long career already, even though she's still fairly young. She started at about age 10 performing with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. She's won prizes for Bach interpretation. She has done festivals with Mozart's works. She's recorded just about everything. That's a little unusual in this day and age. Usually you get somebody who specializes in one composer or one era. Why has she been able to do that, do you think?
I think she's just I met her for the first time just this past weekend. She came to one of the symphony galas, and she came with her Scottish fiddling band. So she plays on Baroque violin, and that is what she is. I mean, she's very curious. And I think that's an essential trait of a great artist. She gave me a copy of her CD of the Brooks Scottish Fantasy, but it wasn't just the Brooks Scottish Fantasy. It was all the violin and orchestra works that she could find of the last, you know, two centuries that uses Scottish folk tunes. At the gala, she played the original folk tune that Brooke found and that made it into the Brooks Scottish Fantasy. And so she actually studies how these tunes are played, how they're performed, what the ornaments are, and it's that informs her playing. And I think there's a great cross-fertilization, you know, like the and just to be able to be interested in not just a modern, like you said, just one thing. She plays beautiful d'amore, she plays Baroque violin, I'm sure when she performs Bach on the modern violin, that all that study actually informs her interpretation, and that's why it comes across as so compelling.
Illinois Symphony Orchestra Music Director Ken Lamb speaking with GLT's Charlie Schlenker. The ISO performs Friday evening at 7:30 at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts and Saturday night in Springfield. You're listening to Joshua Bell soloing on the Scottish Fantasy.